To Training TV. Inspiring people across the planet to be a little kinder and a little more gentle with each other. Delivering inspirational TV, one story at a time, from my lounge to yours. I'm your host, Tony Lontis. Good evening, America, and good afternoon, Australia, and hello, everyone from around the world. You're listening to Tony Lontis live on Radio Tony, and apologies, we have a new intro and it didn't play, but that's okay. This is a new show in the Radio Tony Everyday Business series, and this show we will be tackling trauma with Tracy and Tony. But before I introduce you to the glorious Tracy Horton, just a reminder that we are live streaming on LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. So hello and welcome to all of those listening to the live stream across America and Australia. You can also catch up and listen to all our shows on BBS radio.com/Radio Tony, and you can also pick up the replays of the show on all of my socials and Tracy's as well. So a little bit about the beautiful Tracy Horton. We've done lots of shows together before, and this is the first one that I've conjured into doing a live streaming live show where we can see each other, which is fabulous from my perspective. Now, Tracy Horton is an international award-winning speaker, author, and qualified life coach. She's worked alongside men and women for over 25 years, helping to rebuild lives and allowing people to become the best versions of themselves. She's also spent years helping people create their own authentic journey. Tracy knows her community and the needs of people, and knowing what real brokenness is, she has managed to build her life from that of an alcoholic, abused, poverty-stricken child to where she is today, a passionate, warm, caring, and amazing woman, and someone I'm delighted to call my friend. Her experiences have given her insight and wisdom that today is being used to help people create the life that they really want through books, seminars, retreats, and life coaching, and now live streaming audio and video. Tracy has a way of equipping people to practically reach their goals and live the life to their fullest potential. Tracy has been married for 30 years to the equally delightful Paul, and she has four beautiful daughters, 9 grandchildren, and has called the Gold Coast home since 1995. There are not many people in this world that just after you meet and are in their presence, you feel changed. Tracy has a gift and is to help you find your way through the wreckage of life and have the life that you deserve. And so Tracy and I have been talking across the year, and this year has been equally traumatic and tumultuous for both of us. We've both shared in not only personal and professional battles, but it's also been a year where COVID has wreaked heavy havoc on the economy. So from a personal business perspective, Tracy and I decided that we needed to start talking about trauma. And trauma plays out in our lives in unique and different ways. And so from my perspective, many of you have heard my story, a childhood battle with a congenital facial defect, followed by dysfunctional family life and a pretty terrible entry into the adult world filled with abuse, domestic violence, divorce, affairs, you name it, I've suffered. And the resulting impact on my life was a battle with depression, anxiety, and chronic rheumatoid arthritis. So we think, Tracy and I think, that it's incredibly important that we start talking openly and honestly about how trauma and dysfunction plays out in your lives and how we can help you with that. And the intentions for our show are to firstly highlight what trauma looks like and how you can heal. It's a tough subject, so bear with us. There may be tears from time to time, but the ultimate aim is to shed a light on darkness, and that's what trauma creates in our life, darkness. And we want to help you realize your best life and heal through that trauma, no matter what that looks like. So I'm going to hand over to Tracy now, and she's going to talk to you a little bit from her own personal perspective about trauma. Good morning, Tracy. I'm so delighted to have you on the show with me today.
Good morning, Tony. And that was a really lovely intro. I laugh because I listen to these intros all over the world thinking, who on earth is that woman? But, you know, every time it centralizes me and it locates me and it reminds me of when you deal with trauma, when you process what's going on in your life, when you have the guts to back yourself and to not let others stay in your way, and you get determined. I only made one decision that changed everything, and that was that I wanted to be healed. And so, you know, it's my heart is wanting to do this show with you, because this year a lot of trauma has come up for people because of the added pressure that COVID-19 has brought to every person in every country all over the world. And the US of A is a very dear spot in my heart, and I spend a lot of time there apart from this year. And so, you know, I've been watching, even just, you know, with what's happening around their president and stuff, and I think, you know, that is a country that is experiencing a lot of added pressure. And under added pressure, but two things happen to all of us: the best of us and the worst of us show up very, very quickly and vie for our attention. And so the point of doing the show with you is that when the negatives show up, when the trauma, when that negative impacted, affected stuff shows up, we can begin to just settle it and deal with it and process it, because this is the year that we've got that opportunity. It's presented itself all over the planet. Mother Nature's bringing it to the forehead and asking us. And so, you know, when you're supported is the best time to do it.
Absolutely, Tracy. The impacts of what we've all been through in 2020 will probably stay with us for a long time. And like you, America and the American people are particularly special to my heart. And I talk to Americans most days of the week, and they are really struggling. I had a long discussion on my first radio show of the day about the upcoming election and the pain and struggle that people are feeling in different areas of their life, and how that's playing out across America. And it seems to me that the American nation is hurting as a whole, and is in fact, in a traumatic space as a whole, because not only is there a huge amount of political stuff going on, there's been lots of massive natural destruction as well, from fires to hurricanes to flooding to snow, etc. They've had it this year. The American people are completely feeling tired, and it's only October. So Tracy, across this show, we wanted to start to talk about trauma. Why do you think that people have such struggle when we want to talk about trauma and what trauma looks like?
For me personally, when I needed to start to talk about my story, you know, being the girl that was sexually abused by 12 men before I was 12, I found a lot of internal shame would locate really quickly for me, and it would come up and tell me, you know what, don't tell that. People won't understand. People won't get you. And even this year, having walked with a very close family member through depression and anxiety to the point where they became quite helpless in being able to even see a future, and then having to go on medication, just even watching them have that shame base around being able to even talk about it to the rest of us or to other people or to those closest to them. And I think that that is the single most debilitating thing. And I think that in this show, Tony, as we break down the fact that there is no shame in being real, there is no shame in being honest. For me, I had to be really honest a lot in my life. I was unable to do things. I hadn't learned things as a child. I was broken. I had no concept of certain things. And the more I found, the more I broke through the shame and just got really real, I found every single time, to my surprise, everybody around me was incredibly beautiful about it. And I think that this is the myth that we live with. And this is what divides us, is that others won't understand. Actually, everybody else will understand. They actually will give you the time and place to be you. And those that don't are part of the problem. And you have to look at how you remove them. Apart from them, everybody else will accommodate it. I know for myself, I've been, as have you, we've been in conferences where we've been guest speakers and we've heard other people share stories. And every time we've been nothing but impressed, nothing but blown away that people live Yes. through the stuff that they live through and come out shining.
I know, Tracy, and that, again, was part of the reason why we wanted to talk about trauma, was because there is so much shame and guilt associated with the subject. And shame and guilt comes from a place of hurt. And we should never feel ashamed for things that happened to us. Yeah. And you would be well familiar with the work of Brené Brown and in talking about the difference between shame and guilt. So guilt can be an adaptive feeling. Guilt may cause us to change our behaviors, change our thoughts, change the way we do things and improve our life. But shame can be paralyzing, and shame produces a hurt person. It produces that thing where they want to attack the people who are around them. Hurt people hurt people. And if you want to stop doing that in your life, you need to take a step back and address the trauma. And that requires hard work. And lots of people find it difficult to do that work because it is hard. It is hard to look inside yourself and go, oh gosh, I really don't like that about myself, and to sit with it and feel that element of your personality and go, okay, I'm the only one that can change this. I'm the only one that can work on this. And to do that, you need to cut out the judgment of others to do that work. And that's also difficult as well. Tracy and I both this year have gone through the experience of having to disconnect or set ourselves apart from really close family members. And Tracy, that's really hard to do, isn't it?
It is really hard. And, you know, Tony, in my book, I break this down really clearly for people because I think they get really confused about shame. And I talk about blame and how it's got a word. It's just a really simple word that people misunderstand. And I think that because we see the negative it so much. So when people try to blame us, we move into shame.
Yes.
But in actual fact, when we can logistically or analytically look at, okay, there's some blame for everybody. So for me, it was one of my daughters that I had to disconnect from. She chose to disconnect from me, actually, and broke my heart. But when I was able to take all of that shame base away and just really look at how she was hurting and what she thought she needed to go through and why she thought she would need to do it away from her whole family, It took away all the shame and all the blame, because we get so caught up in that. We keep thinking that if we're hurt, someone else has to be at fault. But in actual fact, people are going to hurt us the rest of our lives.
Yes.
But we do not have to sit in trauma around it. And I'm living proof of that, because 12 men took my innocence before I was 12, before I even understood the meaning of the word or could spell it. My innocence was taken. And I stand here today on this show with you telling everybody that if this simple human, if this very simple woman who is just absolutely like everybody else can deal with trauma at that level, at that grade, so can everybody else. The challenge is to be actually really forward thinking in it and really outside the box and to actually be able to let go. Because sometimes for me, when my daughter pulled away like she did, I saw that I was actually part of the problem in some way by over loving, over caring, over compensating for some hard stuff I knew she had to face. And it wasn't until she called it and I let her go that I thought, actually, she can heal now. She can actually do this now. But it's hard because it's uncomfortable. And it gets to that point where it's like, this isn't what you want. This isn't how the story should look. This isn't how it should feel. So how could it possibly be right?
I agree, Tracy. Again, we've had parallel stories this year, and I share with you that feeling as a mum when your daughter pulls away from you and you can't help her anymore. And you are absolutely right. As hard as that road is for a mother to journey, by letting them go, we then allow them to do the healing. And I've learned so much from our friendship and in doing this life this year with you, in the fact that you have to just take a breath and go, they're hurting. This is what they're going through. I can no longer help them. They have to do the work themselves. And just to lovingly let them go and let them do that healing and just know that they will come back at some stage. I can't let go of the hope that she will be back and that we will be able to restore the beautiful relationship we had before this time. Definitely, it doesn't take away the pain of missing her or missing the grandchild that is involved in this situation. It's an ache in my heart, but I'm absolutely signed up for that process. I signed up to be her mum. I signed up to walk this road with her, and I signed up to let her go and let her heal, because I know that somewhere down the track, she has an equally powerful message to share with the world. So who am I to stand in the way of letting that happen? And if that means that she needs to disconnect from me and our family or our immediate family for a short amount of time, then I can't step in the way of that. If I was to continue to try and hold on to her and not let her go, she may not achieve that level of healing that she needs to achieve to live that full and wonderful life that I know that she has. And it's the same for you, isn't it, Trace?
It is. And I think, you know, the best thing I learned, Tony, is that life is fluid for everybody, that it is literally a continuous journey until such time as we, in my belief, we transform from one body to another. So, you know, it's fluid. I have a large family. I have four daughters. They're all married. I've got nine grandchildren. So when we get together, there's 19 of us without extras. And it's fluid. It's fluid for everybody. I have an autistic grandson, and his fluidity is very different to the other grandkids because of what he works through every day. And he may be different tomorrow. It might change the next day. It might not look different in a year's time. And I think that the problem with trauma, the problem, Tony, is that we feel like we're banging ourselves against a closed door all the time.
Yeah.
And people get so frustrated, and then that's when it develops into PTSD, anxiety, and depression. And those are serious. Those are the sort of things that people seriously end up making a decision to leave us all early on. And that is so not, my heart is to stop that. You know, America and Australia are great countries, and there's a lot of opportunity, and we both have very high suicide rates for young people, which is embarrassing considering the quality of country that we live in. So that's my heart, is, you know, to help change all that. Because, but the thing is, it's fluid. So today I might be sitting in some trauma around something. Maybe tomorrow I can work through it. But just being real, just being allowing it to be fluid, knowing that maybe this Christmas is harder than next. Maybe this Christmas is different. So you find a way to work it. You find a way to make joy from it. You find a way to allow it, because everybody's fluid. So all four of my daughters are fluid. So they, and you know, this year we've worked through mental illness, we've worked through abandonment, we've worked through cancer. Like, pretty much it's come up for us this year. One of my daughters lost a child. You know, this has been a big year, and that's why when you said to me about the show, I said, yeah, let's do it. Because when trauma knocks, you got to know how to deal with it. You got to know the keys to getting through it, because otherwise it takes you out.
Absolutely, Tracy. As you said, the consequences of not dealing and healing with trauma are much bigger things, and they are usually in the form of some sort of chronic illness, depression, anxiety, suicide, PTSD, chronic health issues, can all be related back to not healing from trauma. So we felt very strongly, Tracy and I, that we needed to start having those conversations about what it looks like, what it feels like, and how to get through it. And the thing is that there are some simple things that you can do. And number one is to acknowledge in the first instance. So trauma for people may look like different things. It may be an overwhelming sense of sadness. It may be a day filled with tears that you can't seem to stop. It may be a day where you feel like you just can't talk to anyone else. Whatever it is for you, it's also about being kind to yourself. If you start beating yourself up because you're feeling that way, because you're trying to process a trauma of some description, you circumvent the start of the healing process. And I know back many years ago when I had my first breakdown after years and years of trauma, depression, and anxiety, sometimes the only thing that would get me through the day was breathing and recognizing that all I had to do was breathe in, breathe out, and I only had to do it for a minute at a time. And in those deep, dark places when life just is so horrible and you just don't know what tomorrow will bring, that simple practice of being kind to myself and going, okay, so for the next 5 minutes, I don't have to think about anything else except breathing in and breathing out. And for me, that tiny action, and I'll call it action because it was to consciously focus on my breath, that was the tiny action and the tiny step that I needed to start healing. And so not every day is going to be like that. Not every day, as Tracy said, it's days are fluid. Life is fluid. But sometimes if you allow yourself to simplify life down to breathing in and breathing out, you'll start that healing process. Your brain becomes very wired in trauma to fight or flight or search for an answer. By breathing, you take your brain out of that fight or flight mode and put it into a mode where you can start to heal. And if you take it down to those tiny steps, then tomorrow something might pop up on the TV. You might accidentally listen to a live radio show. You might find something that just helps you get to the next stage of your healing, and it'll be individual. Tracy, what are some of the things that you do in trauma that help you to get through?
I guess now I have a really sturdy regime of meditation and focus, you know, focusing on the positive. I'm at an age now where I have constructed a lot of my life for the positive. I have, you know, I've been teaching and learning this stuff for 30 years, so I'm pretty well grounded. But back in the day when I began this, back in the day when I was faced with the fact that I had PTSD and anxiety, that I couldn't trust any man on authority, even if he was just my teacher at school or uni. I couldn't be alone with certain people. I couldn't cope. If a door banged loudly, I was weird. Yeah. I was different. One of the things that really, really helped me was somebody handed me a card, and on uh-huh. it said, you were made with a purpose and a plan above yourself. And I carried that card for 2 years and read it to myself 7 times a day, because I realized that I didn't believe that. First time my mum hit my dad was when she told him she was pregnant with me, so hoping to miscarry me. My dad was drunk when I was born for 3 days, didn't know whether I was a boy or a girl. My birth certificate, my name spelled incorrectly. Like, the story is just, you know, how long you got. So we start with that rough start, you know, and then of course there was DV and sexual abuse in the home from the earliest stages I can remember. So for me, I just thought on that. And I thought, I wonder if this is true. I just asked myself that one question. So I think sometimes it's really good just to ask a question. Could it be different? Could you be different? Yeah. Could it be different? Could any of it be a lie? Could any of it be healed? You know, just start that question, because our internal understanding is always there to help us. Our brain and psyche want to heal us, want to help us. They want to work with us. So I think asking the questions is always a really good way to just start warming that up to a healing process.
Yeah. And also, the thing that might strike people as unusual is that particularly those people that have suffered some sort of childhood trauma or dysfunction, you may actually get to your adult life not realizing that what you experienced or what your life is like is not what we would consider normal. And I know Tracy and I have talked about this before, but you actually didn't realize that there was a better life for you. This was what you thought was normal, and it didn't actually strike you as abnormal until you got to an adult life. And that's often what people in trauma don't realize, or what the greater public doesn't understand. For lots and lots of abuse victims, that is their normal. They do think that that is what life holds for them, and it takes sometimes a light bulb moment to realize that no, that's actually not normal, and that there is a better life, that there is a better way of doing things. And those light bulb moments, sometimes they can happen in early adulthood, sometimes, like myself, in mid to late adulthood, and sometimes for people that doesn't happen until they're near death, when they suddenly realize, oh my God, things could have been different. Oh my God, this is not how I was meant to live my life. So that's one of the things that we want to explore in future shows, is that realization when it hits you, oh my God, this is not normal and this is not okay. And it's how we want to talk about how to get support in those moments and how to support yourself. Again, at the end of the day, this is about you and your healing, and no one's going to do it for you. There are beautiful, amazing, wonderful people who you can align yourself that will support you, but you have to do the work, don't you, Tracy?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And my biggest takeaway for all of you is, the work is actually hard, but it's not as hard as living with it. If I could just get everyone to understand that, our work would be done, because it can be difficult. I always liken it to a cave. It's like, if you're going to do this shadow work, if you're going to deal with your trauma, you're going to be at the front of a cave. And you're going to have to take off all your safety mechanisms, all your armor, all the stuff you've built up around you to protect yourself. You're going to have to take it all off. Yeah. And again, Brené Brown talks a lot about vulnerability being a superpower. And, you know, you have to go into that cave really vulnerable. But guess what? When you come out of that cave, oh, my goodness, Oh my goodness. You know, I'm 33 years into a marriage with a man that has loved me and valued me. I would never have had that. I've got four daughters who are freaking incredible. They have outstandingly surpassed me, and they attribute it to my parenting. Oh my goodness, how did I do that? How did I do that? You know, like I've got grandchildren that can't wait to see me. I've got grandchildren that want to be me. Like, how the heck? All because I got in the cave time and time again, sometimes almost naked. I had to take so much armor off. But, you know, when you understand that process, when you understand that process, that even though it might hurt for a while, even though the night might be dark, the morning is easy. And I look at women my age that haven't dealt with the abuse and trauma, and they're in marriage three. They don't know who they are. They're forever worrying about body image and other stuff. And I think, oh, honey, you just need to go to the cave before it's too late. You know, you have to. It is never easier than dealing with it. Living with it is not easier than dealing with it. So do back yourself. Do yourself a favor. Just do that.
Absolutely, Tracy. That idea that if you start to do some of that hard work, that you will be worse off. That's never the case. I don't think that you understand what it's like on the other side of healing, what it's like to understand that peace and happiness that you can have in your life, to go from being concerned about what people think, what people say about you, to be completely consumed by hiding what hurt or trauma you went through. You see, the thing is that when you shine a light on trauma and secrets, it ceases to have any power in your life. As soon as you can talk about it, it ceases to have power over you. So I know, and Tracy knows too, that I've been challenged this year about talking about the things that I talk about in terms of trauma and family dysfunction. I've been challenged again and again and again and again. And each time I come through that, knowing that I know that I know that I know that we have to talk about this stuff, and you can throw vibes at me, you can disparage me, you can threaten me, you can do anything that you want, but I know absolutely without a doubt, and I'm backing myself on this, that you need to talk about this. As soon as you talk about those dark things, our shadow lives, the things that we don't want the world to see, they cease to have power over you, and that power invigorates your life. And I'm telling you from that space, and I can tell you from Tracy's space as well, we live as peaceful, harmonious, beautiful women. Yes, we still get hurt. Yes, people still keep attacking. But at the end of the day, I know when I hang out with Tracy, there's a beautiful, powerful, healed, peaceful woman. And I know she feels the same about me. And we didn't get here by mistake. We didn't get here without doing the work. So we are living examples of what life can look like when you do that work. And you just need to take a breath. You just need to make a decision and go, right, 2020, 2021, I'm going to deal with this stuff. I'm going to get through it. And this is how I'm going to do it. And in the shows that we are going to be producing throughout now until the end of the year, we're going to talk about those things that will help you. And if you find something that works for you, grab it and keep doing it. You may have to go through some trial and error. So, and Tracy will verify this with you as well, that what works for Tracy may not work for Tony. I know that we have lots of similar avenues that help us, and both of us are very much into meditation and quiet time alone. I know for myself particularly that that is one of my absolute musts in life, followed quickly by sleeping and reading and educating myself. So those for me, those are three things that help me process trauma. What about for you, Tracy? I know meditation, we talk about this a lot, the power of meditation and quiet time alone to help deal and process trauma and life difficulties. What are some of the other things, Tracy?
Yeah, I think when people are deeply in trauma, meditation is almost impossible because the things are fronting up really quickly. So I'm the biggest advocate for education and information. You know, buy some books, you know, get hold of some people. You know, a lot of women, including us, that have these stories, we all have some format of mentoring. We all have resource. We all have stuff you can learn. I know for me, there were several times I just did like a 6-week stint with a counselor or a psychologist, and we would just do 6 weeks hardcore dealing with one thing, and then I would pull back because it was too much. And then as that settled and that was dealt with, I'd go again. And you know, for years I would have that pattern, and I would read books. Every time somebody handed me a book, I would read it. And, you know, today we have YouTube channels, we have Facebook. I mean, you know, you definitely. And I both go live on our Facebook stuff, you know, and we share all this stuff. And we're not the only ones. You and I both mix in a circle where we know 100 women doing this. And you know, you just got to go looking for somebody you really vibe with, somebody who's really speaking your story, somebody that you think, you know what, I could be them, you know, be it male or female. And I think even for men, don't go looking for a man, look for a woman. Women don't go looking necessarily for women, look for a man. Just look for who you vibe with, who you connect with. You know, this year, Tony, I have actually had most of my clients are people under 25 dealing with anxiety.
Yep.
That's who I'm seeing predominantly. And it's breaking my heart. It's breaking my heart. And I'm thinking to myself, why are they coming to a woman who's edging towards 60? Like, what is that? But then I realized they are really vibing with that real mother heart that's just allowing them to come to their own understanding, because they're freaking out about the future because they can't see it.
Correct. Yeah. Again, that anxiety is so prevalent across society. Again, I hark back to what the world has experienced this year. If ever there was a year to trigger your anxiety, 2020 has had it in bucket loads. And for young people, they wouldn't have seen, they've been brought up in a relatively safe, economically okay environment. So the things that have happened in 2020 equate with a trauma in their lives. They've not had to deal with lockdown ever. They've not had to deal with a virus that's run rampant across the world. They've not had to deal with much in the way of job loss and insecurity in the future. That's trauma, you know? That's trauma in people's lives.
Yeah, they haven't. We've never. Most people under 50 have never had to deal with the government making decisions for them. You know, the baby boomers are coping because they've lived through this. They've lived through, you know, a depression. They've lived through when things get tough. But you know, people under 50 haven't known what it is. There's two cars, you know, investment housing, and it's all leveraged. And then all of a sudden, they have no job. That's scary for people. And in those moments when what we build, the scaffolding that we put around our lives to have this beautiful life, when that's threatened, if you have trauma, it comes so fast to the fore because the scaffolding is scary to be removed. And so the trauma saying, hey, hang on, what do you, you know, you're not feeling good, you're not feeling happy, stuff's happening to you, so I've got to get out, I've got to help. And that's why the anxiety is showing up and the PTSD is showing up so quickly this year for people. And it's heartbreaking. Yeah.
It has been such a heartbreaking year. And again, I go back to the American people, because as a nation, I think that America is suffering more than other nations across the world. I feel it in my heart. I feel it every time I speak to Americans that they are in particular suffering on many different levels. And if any of you are listening today, then I encourage you to reach out to people that you feel that you connect with, either Tracy or myself. We can help point you in the right direction. In particular, Tracy has amazing mentoring and coaching packages that will just take you through the process of starting to heal your trauma. She is like a wise, wonderful woman with the answers to help you get the life that you want to lead. And again, I'm telling you, if you allow that trauma to stick and hold in your life, it will shackle you. It's like trying to walk through life with a being chained to one spot. That's how I would describe the impacts of trauma in your life. And you may not know it, but once you recognize it and start to deal with it, you will start to see, oh my God, I can walk forward. I can move forward in my life. I can breathe for the first time. All of those things that you thought were your normal, you suddenly start to realize, oh, okay, I didn't realize I was living like this. And again, you've only got one life, Tracy. You've only got one small moment in time to lead the life that you're meant to lead. And everyone should know what their purpose is. And I've talked about this before on lots of live programs, that finding your purpose will be the thing that lights you up, the thing that encourages you to do this work around healing. And your purpose doesn't have to be earth-shattering, world-changing, or even big. Your purpose in life might be to go to an old people's home and engage with the elderly residents in a way that enriches their lives. It may be mowing your neighbor's lawns. Your life purpose doesn't have to be big, but if it is big, then you better be sure that you're doing the healing required to help you show up and be present in your life. Hey, Trace.
Sure. You know, one of my most favorite stories of all time is around Albert Einstein, when he brings that letter home that day to his mum. And he says, this is from my teacher. And she reads it and he says, what does it say, mum? What does it say? And she said, it says that you are so bright and have done every part of her teaching she can possibly do. She can no longer teach you because she has finished teaching you. You're so incredible as a student. So starting tomorrow, son, I'm teaching you. And it wasn't until she passed away and he found it in her Bible, and the letter actually said that he was disruptive and he was not a good student and that she would not allow him to come back to school. Now, Albert Einstein was on the spectrum, so I totally get that letter. But let me just say, his mother transformed history by transforming one letter. And I think, you know, I think in America right now, because they have got some big issues, my goodness, you know, that country, I wish I could be there. I really do.
I'm with you.
They have got this heavy race issue. They've got this heavy race heart that they're trying to sort through together, apart from everything else. But here's the thing. If you can heal yourself enough to help one other person, you just don't know. You just don't know. You just don't know who they are. You just don't know. You know, imagine Albert Einstein's mother changed history with one sentence.
Yes. And that's a powerful thing that we need to think about today, that if you just changed one of those negative thoughts that sit in your mind, imagine what could happen. I find it very easy to be positive. I didn't always find it easy to be positive, but now I see the light, see life through that glass half full, and I see that there's immense abundance, there's immense prosperity, there are immense abilities for people to create whatever they want in their life. And just that one sentence that Albert's mum had the wisdom to change, what an impact.
I know.
So imagine if you're out there and you're sitting in some trauma, afraid to seek healing and afraid to do the work. How about you start to think of what might happen if you just changed one thing, if you took one step towards the healing you deserve. That's the other thing, Tracy. Everyone deserves healing and wholeness, don't they?
They do. And I think when it comes to healing and wholeness, you have to get really, really selfish. Just do it for you. I think as a nation, if America keeps looking at how on earth do they change this, they'll never change it because it's huge. But if every single American just worked on their heart around some of those issues, if every single Australian worked on their heart around some issues, you know, we would be radically different. You know, in our country this year coming up at Christmas, the Smiths family are going to have around 2 million children.
Yeah.
Now, if every single person that could buy an extra present did, do you realise those kids would still all have presents?
They would.
You know, like they it's would. Really simple if we can just get really selfish and just, for me, I worked on it. And I worked on it because I wanted my children to be unaffected. I didn't want my children to be raised by a mum and hear them say in their 20s, you know, well, excuse our mum, you know, our mum's different. She's a sweetheart, but I just didn't want that and I don't have it.
Yep.
What I didn't realise was that I was doing my grandchildren a favour because my grandchildren are now really beautifully strong, gorgeous people because their mums are. And, you know, I've got a five-year-old granddaughter who says, you know, Nana, I want your business. And I'm like, honey, you're going to have my business. You're just going to give me a little bit longer. But, you know, I think that's so cute. Nana, I'm going to own your business one day. I said, okay, darling, you can own Nana's business one day. But, you know, all I did was I just had, at the birth of my first child, I realized with Michelle, I just had no idea. And if I didn't get an idea, if I didn't get healed, if I didn't sort my stuff out, she was going to have it all and I was going to ruin her and I was going to do it really quickly. Yeah. And I was going to ruin my marriage because I had this, my husband is this beautiful, caring, loving man that I can trust implicitly. But all of a sudden he was changing my daughter's nappy and I was triggered. Yes. Not because of him, but because of me. And once I owned that, once I said, okay, this is something I have to do first for me, then for Paul, then for the, I didn't know I was going to have four kids under five. It just happened that way. And, you know, I just think, you know, you have to realize that this is the gift you're giving yourself and the outworking of that will be generation after generation. And who knows what they'll do.
That's the thing, Tracy. The impact of healing goes for generations. So I know too, I've actually had those conversations with my daughter about the impacts of changing the generational stuff. That you can imagine if across the world we all embarked in healing and healing the trauma, imagine what the next generation would be. Imagine no children being trafficked. Imagine no child abuse. Imagine no poverty for children. We have that capacity. If we could just get more people engaged in healing their shit, we would change the way the world functions. In one generation alone, we would be able to fix the majority of problems. In one generation, if we all just took a step in healing ourselves, we would change the way the world is at the moment. And wouldn't that be a powerful thing, Tracy?
It would be fantastic, Tony. It would be fantastic. And I think that the planet is calling out for that. I think Mother Earth, you know, Father God, creation, you know, whatever it is that your beliefs are rock solid on, they're all crying out the same message this year, that humanity gets back to humanity and that we start to love each other and we start to allow each other to heal and to sort and to process, because it's done. All the stuff we've carried is done. It's time to end it all, stop it all. We just need to love one another.
Yeah, because that is, I'm not sure if the listeners are aware, but in terms of vibrational energy, love is the highest you can get.
Yeah.
So if we all had people vibrating at that level of love, i.e. being forgiving, being understanding, being compassionate, being empathetic, and loving the best way we can, that's enough to change the world. We need to protect Mother Earth. And it's funny that you should mention that. I was watching the other day the latest episode from David Attenborough, who I'm a passionate nature, fauna, flora lover, as Tracy knows. And I love to watch him because his passion at 93 years old is breathtaking. And so his vision, of course, is that we start to change the patterns of behavior, the greed that is driven around the production of food and the production of housing for people. And at 93, to hear him speaking so passionately about our ability to change and that we must do it now or we will lose half the species we have in the world. Again, it all stems to start. It all comes back to each and every one of us taking a step in healing whatever is going on in our life.
Yeah.
Because then the negative ceases to have that power over us. We all start to be more positive. We all start to be more loving. And that's what changes the universe.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because the more healed you are, the more you can contribute, the more you cannot make it about you. You know, the oxymoron is that you have to make it all about you to heal. But once you're healed, it's never actually about you ever again, because you understand. Correct. You understand that you are part of a big plan and that you came to serve. And, you know, I don't want to be the poster child for DV and sexual abuse, but I kind of have become that through the book that I wrote, The Unhappy Smile. But at the end of the day, it's not about me. It's about allowing and being a pathway for people to actually talk about this and to process this and to realize that if one person can do it, everybody can do it, you know, and to be part of the healing process on the planet for that. Because, you know, in my lifetime, I'm hoping to get to zero tolerance for it. That's my goal, one of my life goals.
Yeah.
It's just time. It's just time that we had that globally.
And the thing about domestic violence is that it always stems from a trauma. The reason that people hurt other people is because they are hurt in the first place. And once we start dealing with that hurt, then we will stop some of these behaviors being so prolific across our world. And that's important. I remember, Tracy, one of the first things that someone said to me in this healing journey was about the fact that who was I to deprive people of a story that may help them heal their own lives? And it took many, many years for me to embrace that. Because I just wanted to hide. I wanted to hide who I was, what I'd been through, and the things that it had cost me in life. I wanted to hide that away until I started to regularly think, who am I to deprive people that need to hear that story? Who am I to deprive them? And it becomes about a life of service versus a life of hiding away and hiding from that pain of trauma. And I know it's the same for you, Tracy, that you absolutely believe that we need to be shining a light on these things. We need to be talking about trauma, and we need to be showing the way that people can heal in their lives. So we're just about out of time already, but I just wanted to remind listeners that Tracy and I will be doing Tackling Trauma from now until just before Christmas, because we believe passionately that now is the time that we need to get this message out, that healing is available to everyone. We absolutely believe that we can change the world one show at a time, and we absolutely believe in the power of healing. So I'm going to give the last word to my glorious co-host, Tracy Horton, and we will see you all next week. Over to you, Tracy.
You know, as we round out the show today, can I just say that even listening to this, you changed your life. And one of the reasons we decided to do the show is because we could bring you all this information. We could bring you all this support. So never, ever for 1 minute from this day forward, think that it's you're unable to do it. It can't be done, because even listening to a show, doing anything is something. And often the little things pile up to be really big things. And actually they're all stepping stones. So thank you for listening. And remember, if you never back yourself, you can never be yourself. Because if trauma has shown up, it's affected you and it's distorted some of the purest parts of you. So to be you, you have to back you, and you have to allow the healing to come and find a safe place for that, find safe friends for that, find safe people for that. Listen to shows that make that safe for you, like ours. And more than anything, do the work, because I promise you, the rewards outweigh the pain every single time. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, everyone. We'll see you all live next week on BBS Radio on Tony. Radio Tony. Sorry. Over to you, TJ.
Thank you for watching and listening to Tony TV. For more inspirational stories, join us next week. Bye for now.